Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Bass with Peter Berkowitz, my colleague and friend. He is a fellow at the Hoover Institution. He is also the author of a new analysis piece at Real Clear Politics about conservatism in America today and in the 20th century, reaching back at least in terms of William Buckley's founding of the National Review in the 1950s. However, we come to today because there is a conservatism calling itself the New Right, which Peter quite correctly says is the New Right. And it is not happy with traditionalism or libertarianism. And we're going to call it the national conservatism. And we're going to call the other the American conservatism. What is the objection the national conservatism makes, Peter?
The principal objection is that since the Reagan era, the United States has gone to hell in a handbag. And what it calls movement conservatism has done nothing to arrest the decline. If anything, it has contributed to the decline. It looks around. It sees a popular culture that caters to the left, higher education in which classrooms are used to promulgate progressive ideas. It looks at the weaponization of the federal bureaucracy against conservatives and says, we need a new and much more aggressive kind of conservatism. And by the way, the secret is to put the nation at the center. That's why we call it national conservatism.
And let's go to that question that William Buckley asked Ronald Reagan. There's a disturbance in a city. It doesn't matter what the driver is. Buckley said race riots, but it could be any disturbance. During the pandemic, we had disturbances in many cities. And the cause was never clear. But all these years later, we reflect upon those moments. They were scary moments. It appeared that order had dropped out. If a national conservative, a NatCon governor, is asked that question, how does he or she answer about a disturbance in a city?
Well, it's an excellent question. What one would hope that the answer would be, well, the Constitution is a constitutive part of the American nation, and so that as a national conservative, one who cares about the nation, give the same kind of answer. And in many that Ronald Reagan did, in many respects, if you look at their statement of principles, the NatCon statement of principles, they do affirm principles that we associate with the older New Right, with Buckley, with Ronald Reagan. It's really only on one very dramatic issue, though, that they differ from Reagan and Buckley and the role of the federal government, and that has to do with religion. They want the government, they do not distinguish in their statement of principles between state government and federal government, to uphold Christian morality and uphold its teaching in schools, not creating space for private schools who wish to do that, but as a public effort, teach Christianity. And from the point of view of the older conservatism, better grounded in the Constitution, that would be a public policy that is destructive of both government and faith.
Does that mean that they wouldn't send in troops or wouldn't interrupt the governor's decision-making? Because traditionalism would inform you that having people setting fires to a federal courthouse is not a good direction. And we saw that during the pandemic.
So it's a test question. It's very hard to say. I don't think anyone's put it to a NatCon. My suspicion is that they would be more inclined to effectively from Washington overrule the decision of a governor not to send in troops by sending in troops under the command of their president, the president of the United States, who represented their views in the name of the public good, the common good, which they might see as superseding the constitutional restraints, the principles of limited government.
Another question in the Buckley-Reagan exchange had to do with taxes. And it was very elaborate, and the governor was impressive in his ability to talk about what he considered to be taxes that are unnecessary, undue. The suggestion was minimum amount of tax in order to do the minimum amount for government. In other words, the libertarian point of view.
Yes.
Today, how are national conservatives on taxes?
So they don't speak a lot about taxes, but they do speak a lot about protectionism and about industrial policy. In other words, they go in a direction opposite in general from Reagan and Buckley in assigning government a considerably larger role in regulating economic affairs, in effect slapping taxes on incoming goods, and using the federal government more than just creating incentives, using the federal government to stand up industries that it is deemed are central to the public good. And presumably that means withdrawing, or I should say discouraging economic practices that the federal government regards as contrary to the public good. So the national conservatives have given us an indication that they would be much less hands-off, less free market-oriented than the old conservatism.
National conservatism is not limited, if I follow your reporting, to the United States. It involves other nations where there are national conservatives. And, of course, you point out the irony, an international group of nationalists. We can get lost. But I want to come to the big one that Ronald Reagan represented in his presidency. And certainly it was not a surprise to anybody who followed his career. The evil empire. And that was a statement of fact at the time. And it led to some of the decisions. It led to the end of the Soviet empire. How are the national conservatives on the scale of threat now represented by the People's Republic of China and the Russian Federation?
Well, generally, and in the NatCon statement of principles, which listeners can find online, they're pretty good on China. They recognize China as a major threat to the United States and other countries that adopt NatCon principles, because the NatCons do want a world of independent nation states. A problem, however, though, is the NatCons cannot see the People's Republic of China, and for that matter, the Chinese Communist Party, as embodying Chinese nationalism. The Chinese, even the CCP, notwithstanding the designation communist, and they are Marxist-Leninists, are also hyper-nationalists. The Russians are nationalists, that is, Russian nationalists. The Iranians are a form of nationalists, Persian nationalists. And this takes us to a deep problem with national conservatism, is that they have elevated the nation to the highest principle, unlike American conservatism and the American constitutional order, which identifies the highest political good as the protection of individual liberty. That makes it harder for the NatCons to remain coherent and criticize Chinese nationalism, Russian nationalism, or Persian nationalism. Whereas the old-fashioned conservatism of Buckley and Reagan, based as it was on the belief in unalienable rights, had no problem explaining exactly what was wrong with Russian nationalism, Chinese nationalism, Persian nationalism, and that was crushing freedom at home in their own countries and the effort to crush it in countries beyond their borders.
Elusive goals at extravagant expense. I'm quoting you, Peter. Is that,
yes.
Is that the national conservative opinion of the U.S. and NATO? Is that the national conservative opinion about the U.S. and AUKUS? Elusive goals?
Yeah. So I can't apply it to specific policy areas, but in general, that is their criticism of U.S. foreign policy over the last, easily over the last generation. And yes, they have had a tendency, although, like I said, they recognize the threat that China places. People poses to us. They tend to see American foreign policy is spending too much money, as I said, on goals that can't be achieved, and would like to see the United States focus more on dealing with domestic policy issues.
Peter Berkowitz, writing at Real Clear Politics. He's a fellow at the Hoover Institution. Conservatives versus conservatives, to be continued. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.